Send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today. I got a couple of text messages during the break here on this Tuesday, May 5th, 2026 edition. William Hamilton. Oh, the irony. Laugh out loud. Yes, former Detroit State Senator Sylvia Santana filing a 53-page appeal to have an audit done of the Michigan Democratic Party's endorsement convention, stating that only credentialed delegates who were actually in person were allowed to vote at the convention. Santana said she's learned of Democrats voting from as far away as Montenegro and Antrim County during the convention. Her trustee campaign argues that more than 200 people voted remotely should not be counted. If they weren't counted, she would have won by 50 votes. Well, now others are joining in the call for Santana's appeal to have the results audited by an outside firm. Again, yesterday afternoon, Attorney General Dana Nessel said she supported Santana's call for the independent audit. Nessel said in her statement, "I learned in the days immediately following the convention that the Election Buddy app did not correctly attribute my votes or for my congressional district. And I immediately notified the impacted candidates and the state party chair." After raising her concerns, Attorney General Dana Nessel noted that there was substantial and documented difference between voting on a third-party app at a partisan convention and voting on Election Day through the long-established decentralized process supervised by Michigan's more than 1,600 bipartisan clerks. In a warning manner, she said that people drawing false equivalencies between the two are the very same ones telling you not to trust Michigan's election system, which includes paper ballots, audits, and bipartisan certification, both at the local and state levels. Those who traffic in election conspiracies will seek any and every opportunity to undermine public confidence in our elections. And while an audit is warranted in this circumstance, these results have no bearing on the veracity of state-run elections, Nessel said. Right. You guys, the Democrat Party, can't even run a safe and secure election for your statewide endorsement convention. You believe you guys can run statewide run elections? Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald, who lost to the progressive-backed candidate Ellie Savitt, the Washtenaw County prosecutor, backed Santana's call for an independent audit of all the results as well. McDonald said in her statement, "After reviewing the results of the Michigan Democratic Party's endorsement convention, it became clear that votes were incorrectly recorded. People voted who were not on site, and some votes were not recorded at all. I strongly support Senator Santana's request for an independent audit and urge all of my Democratic colleagues across the state to support it as well. MERS News Service learned that while the Michigan Democratic Party did not want to share the vote totals publicly, it did share a list with the different campaigns that ran at the convention. The list featured the individuals' names of credentialed party members and who they voted for, meaning that the candidates were allowed to view the specific names who voted for them and who didn't. A leak was received by Sam Robinson, a reporter for the Michigan Chronicle, and the Detroit 1 Million founder, who shared the link to it on his social media account. But upon sharing it, the link was then further restricted. He posted it using Google Docs. He leaked the database containing who voted for who at the Michigan Democratic Party. Well, guess what, folks? Guess who has connections with Google? That's right. Current Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, who is, by the way, been endorsed by the Michigan Democratic Party to be their candidate for Secretary of State. Guess where Garland Gilchrist used to work before he got into politics here in Michigan? That's right. Silicon Valley, California. Google and all of the people in Silicon Valley are places he worked at. Garland Gilchrist is best buddies with Mark Zuckerberg, the owner, inventor of Facebook. Isn't it funny that all of a sudden I'm getting an EAS alert running on the radio station right now? Sunny, blue skies. Isn't that interesting? Well, it'll replay on the website the rest of today and again tomorrow morning, roughly at about 8:41 a.m. So if you didn't hear it just now on the radio station due to that EAS alert, listen tomorrow morning at 8:41 on the radio station tomorrow morning. Unbelievable. One of the things in looking the numbers over, however, the audit will likely not affect the Attorney General's race, McDonald, because she lost to Savitt. Under the Michigan Democratic Party's weighted voting system, Savitt defeated her 59% to 41%. If you look at the raw individual votes, Savitt won 60 to 40. At its conventions, the Michigan Democrat Party uses a weighted system based on how many people attend on behalf of each county. Ron Lippitt of Commerce Township, a member of the Michigan Democratic Party's Oakland County 11th Congressional District Caucus, said, "Did people register votes outside the boundaries of what had been agreed to, as well as what was expected? Technically, process-wise, I can tell you from absolute certainty that yes, it did happen." Lippitt, who does talent deployment and workforce solutions consulting, first became actively involved with the party during President Trump's first term. Not wanting to disclose exactly who he voted for at the convention on April 19th, Lippitt signaled that some of his candidates won and some of his others lost. He had left with a group before the convention winners were officially announced. He said that one person was never even able to cast votes due to technical issues. Unable to access the site through the Wi-Fi's connection that was available. He couldn't reach the tablets that were being used by the non-cell phone voters. Meanwhile, another person Lippin was carpooling with was able to log onto the voting platform from the car and submitted his votes. Now we're learning that people in northern Michigan and other parts of the state were also registered votes. This kind of reinforces the notion that we need to look at this. I thought there were technical parameters around this that prevented anyone from outside the physical confines of the building from registering a vote. However, we now learned this was absolutely not true. Michigan Democratic Party spokesperson Derek Honeyman said, pursuant to their rules and bylaws, appeals are being reviewed through an independent process conducted by the party's appeals committee. This committee will review submitted appeals and determine our next steps. We are committed to following the appeals process and ensuring that it will be fair and independent, Honeyman said in response to the news of Santana's appeal. However, when asked if an audit could assist with cooling down the rifts within the party, he said some of the rifts are not about the audits and it's not about the convention. But I definitely think this would help to support unity, which is what we are looking for. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. And I got just a little side note information for you guys. Here in Antrim County, which evidently some people voted from Antrim County down at the convention in Detroit for the Michigan Democratic Party's endorsement convention, the local county Democrat Party is getting financial support from somebody. They are running quarter page ads every single week in our local three Antrim County Party, Antrim County newspapers from their party. Elk Rapids News, Bel Air's Antrim Review, and the Weekly Choice, based out of the east side of Antrim County. All three local newspapers are running quarter page ads by the Antrim County Democrats, who don't even have regular meetings. But somebody from Antrim County voted in Detroit.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Antrim County. They didn't say. The story just said Antrim County. Yeah, you need to talk to your friend. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to greatly thank a lot of listeners who mailed checks to Victoria Bishop for her retainer legal defense fund. She is in the process of raising money and wants to thank you guys who donated so far. This is absolutely a must-fight situation, and she is going to continue to raise money and going to continue to retain an attorney. The campaign started last week, and so far online, $395 plus $650 by checks. So she's over $1,000. The Give, Send, Go website will be updated to reflect those checks, and the battle continues. Bottom line, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop was sent a demand letter from Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader on April 14th. The letter was a demand letter to Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, requiring her to provide all the information that he demanded by April 23rd, 2026. Director Brader from Jocelyn Benson's Secretary of State's office threatened Antrim County Clerk Bishop with a criminal prosecution if she failed to provide the information he requested. Antrim County Clerk Bishop responded on Monday, April 20th, 2026, with all the requested information and is still awaiting a response from Director Jonathan Brader. However, while researching her response, Clerk Bishop discovered that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who just happens to be leading in the polling to be the Democratic nominee for governor this year in 2026 election cycle, had recently implemented administrative rules for this year's elections to all of the clerks in Michigan. Antrim County Clerk Bishop found that these rules conflict and violate two federal election laws, the Help America Vote Act, known as HAVA, and the National Voter Registration Act, known as the NVRA. Well, in closing, on this Give, Send, Go website, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop has consulted with an attorney and has decided that she must file a lawsuit to prevent these laws, illegal laws, from Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to be in effect for the upcoming elections that Benson is seeking to become the next governor of the state of Michigan. The money raised from this Give, Send, Go campaign will be used to retain the attorney to prepare and file the lawsuit and fight to stop these rules from being used this election year. At the bottom of the Give, Send, Go campaign, Bishop Victoria Bishop Clerk says, "Thank you for your time and consideration to help me fight for a truly fair and secure election for Michigan's next governor. Respectfully requested, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk." Her email address is acclerkvbishop@gmail.com. AC standing for Antrim County Clerk V Bishop at gmail.com. Checks can be made out and mailed to Victoria Bishop, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49629. If you like this entire story sent to your phone, text me donate. D-O-N-A-T-E. As soon as you donate, the text message sent to me, donate, to my phone, 231-360-5140. You text me, donate, my phone will automatically send you back a link to this website. You can read the story over for yourself and decide if you'd like to donate online or if you'd like to mail a check. 5, 10, 25, 50, whatever you can afford. She needs to raise $50,000, and we just started the campaign on Friday. Greatly appreciate you guys responding. For those of you who mailed in checks, thank you very much. John and Julie down in Bay City, Mark Eby from Castle Rock, Barb and Dave Ajima, greatly appreciate the checks. One of the things you have to understand, folks, this clerk rules that Benson has sent out are not legal. And she is going to tell the clerks to run the elections for August 4th, the 35th State Senate District race, August 4th primary, and the November 3rd general election with these rules. And oh, by the way, she has another set of rules coming out 2 weeks from this Friday, May 22nd. She's scheduled a third set of rules to be in front of the JCAR Administrative Rules Committee in Lansing. Unbelievable that she's doing it, and she has to be taken to court. Again, text me 231-360-5140. Text me donate, and I'll send you the link to the story. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s.